This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a good day program for the Thursday, March 9th edition. Here we are, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, to celebrate National Barbie Day. Designed by Ruth Handler. No regard, no relationship to Chelsea Handler, I'm guessing. The co-founder of Mattel. Barbie was created to allow girls to imagine what their lives could look like with two artificial boobs. Basically, that's what this is all about.
that's your perceived takeaway.
Well,
Barbie had so many different occupations and jobs and
an astronaut, right?
Nurses. Yeah, she was an astronaut. She was a veterinarian,
right.
A doctor, a chef.
Wasn't she always single too? She wasn't married.
She was for a while, and then people started hounding for. Or she was single for a while, and then people started hounding, like, hey, she needs a boyfriend. And then that's
Ken.
When Ken was developed.
Whoa, there's Ken, yes. All right, so, go ahead, crank this up.
All right. Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Black and plastic.
Okay, so this gives new meaning
dog, but it's
to,
like
the,
earwig.
To the term misogynistic. Or actually, that was recorded James picking up his girlfriend. That was actually what that was. That wasn't really a Barbie at all.
My girlfriend loves Barbie.
She still watches
all the movies. She always wants me to watch them, and I'm always happy.
You have to stop dating those teenagers, James.
Let's not put that out there, okay?
Okay. Anyway, so if you go back to before the Barbie era, the dolls that were around when I was a youngster, when did Barbie was it created? I think it came in when I was, but then, no, it was 63, right?
Yeah,
was
63.
It, when? 60.
It was modeled after a German doll by the name of Lily. That's what inspired Barbie. And then the name Barbie came from the creator, Ruth Handler's daughter, who was 15 at the time, named Barbara, and Barbie was her nickname.
Okay. So anyway, 1959 is when it started. There was only one body type. Now, what are we, 60-some-odd years into this, and there are all kinds of body types and role models and that kind of stuff.
And then even modeled after real people. And Barbie used to have the stereotype attached to it, and not so much anymore. I remember one Barbie that I had growing up, which, why did I have this? Why was this a thing? But it was a rollerblading Barbie, and the rollerblades were made with something, so when they went, they'd spark.
Yeah.
And, like, let's, you know that most children, including myself, tried to set things on fire with those. They were not safe. They were promptly discontinued.
That's it. Bad girl Jay. There we are. Jessica, what are you doing in the garage?
Trying to light things on fire, obviously. Will you come help me?
Nice. All right. Great. All right, so there's Barbie. Yes, my takeaway with Barbie was that she always looked like somebody who had artificial boobs. That's the way it looked to me when I was a kid. And I didn't really pay much attention. Well, by that time, let's see, 1959, 1960, I was going into high school. So there were different things. I'm trying to remember the girls that I knew, at that age, they wouldn't be still playing with Barbie, right? When they're in high school, couldn't.
I don't think so, but they might collect. Like, I still collect Barbies, but I think I played with Barbies well into maybe fourth.
I bet you some of those earlier ones are worth some dough, actually, for collectors.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think, they'd be worth a lot of dough. All right, let's bring your attention to something. Nick Miles and I are going to talk about this tomorrow in his visit, but there's some shocking news from both Mercedes and Ford. And I'm going to just give you a little sort of a tee into it so that you'll listen when Nick is around tomorrow. You can hear him on our Good Day Show downloads and on the programs that run all day. So all day Friday, you can hear Nick in his segment talking about what Ford Motor and, to a lesser extent, Mercedes, although Mercedes, he says, has the most autonomous driving cars, Ford is building into its new vehicles a way to reclaim your truck or your car if you don't make the payments. So if you want to hear You buy a Ford and you don't make the payments, what's going to happen to your car or your truck? Then you'll listen to Nick tomorrow. There are a lot of, and I pride myself, or pride, you know, the program is all about, yakking about what's going on with people and celebrities and what's happening up the street and what's going on around the world. All those things are in focus here. But we also are trying to help people, and thus the report on cars or the health stuff that we do. For example, this week Ken and I are going to talk about how physical labor boosts male fertility. That's one of the things that's actually in the podcast, and we carry that conversation on a little bit longer. And there are all kinds of things about COVID, as usual, that are in there. Prescriptions. It's the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken that focuses on traditional, ready-to-market, conventional, everyday, and it's good. It's important maintenance of your body in terms of your physicality and your health. As a matter of fact, I'm going for my annual checkup with Ken next week. This week, I'm going out to see Jack Stockwell for my checkup from his perspective, and his podcast and his Hour of Good Day Health focusing on calcium, amongst other things. Both of them have lots to offer, and I'm proud to have them both associated with this program. Also, the American Family Farmer this week. We got a lot of things going on, as usual, in the world of farming. There's a fellow, actually, I hope to meet in Salt Lake this week with Jack, who runs a farming operation, Jay, that has become nationwide. He explains how he takes all kinds of products, dairy products, eggs, things that have liquid in them, and they dry them. They extract the liquid from the plant, from the food, the milk, the egg, whatever it is, and they make it powdered. And thus, it can be used. This, I think, all started, as I remember, when the astronauts first went into space. They needed stuff that wasn't liquefied because they couldn't, it would just float out of whatever was in. So that's where Tang and other things like that came from. Do you know, I think Tang is still around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tang is, yeah. Tang came.
Tang.
It was a drying process. You dry out the oranges, and then you bring the powder with you into space, and you mix it with water. And that's what all this fellow has done. So anyway, we talk about that this week on the American Family Farmer, a very important adjunct to me. And every day we have our food farm and family report here on the Good Day program. Speaking of reports, there's a report today on how the Republicans plan to respond to Joe Biden's budget. So there's all of this back and forth and up and down about the crisis with the budget, and what happens? Can the Republicans and the Democrats get together in Congress to pass a federal budget? They haven't been able to since the Clinton years. They agree on extending it, the debt limit, but they don't come up with a budget. So can Biden present a budget that they can work through and get it done? I saw one story, Jay, that suggested that we were about to enter a Cold War because the Republicans want to cut entitlements and certain things that come to most every American that we think, that's why they call them entitlements, that we are entitled to. Health care is another example. The social services programs. And meanwhile, the Democrats want to cut the Pentagon budget, which I think they're right on. Pentagon budget is so loaded with all kinds of extraordinarily atrocious waste. So that ought to be cut. And then there are some other things that come from the ham and egg department, if you will, in the federal government that the Democrats want to cut. So now how are they going to get together? How are they going to fix it? Is there going to be something new? It's interesting. Remember Paul Ryan? I always thought he was one of the best. He was Speaker of the
House. American, yeah.
Yeah, he was a Speaker of the House. He's good. I thought he was a good politician. He was tired of politics and the way the government was run. But he was around when George Bush was around. He was around when Obama was president. He was considered one of the real stars of the Republican Party until Donald Trump wandered in and took away the steam from the people who were in the middle, shall we say, people like me. And now we don't have a place to go, so we kind of go back and forth and up and down and in and out with various politicians or ideas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're kind of stuck. And so the debate goes on now between Republicans and Democrats. If Ryan were there, it would be much different than it is with McCarthy. But he's not there. So you deal with what is now the case for moving forward. Is there a case? Can there be a case where you can cut the budget for the Defense Department and cut welfare? When Clinton was president, frankly, he did the best job of any president when it came to stuff like that, cleaning out the trash, getting rid of a lot of programs. He and Newt Gingrich, even though they fought about it, they could put a deal together at the end of the day. So could Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. So what about these boobs that are there now? Oops, don't call them names. What about these folks? Who are they now? Right? What about Senator Mark Warner, who's a Democrat, who doesn't like the Biden administration because he's hidden all of these classified documents. And so, you know, they're all yelling about Trump and he hit him. And so where's the, how come Biden's got him? And Warner keeps asking that question and gets stonewalled. So he's shaking a little bit when it comes to the administration. He's saying, you know what, I'm going to be thinking about stuff on my own. I'm not worried about the administration. They can tell me what they want me to do, and then I'm going to do what's right for my, for the people in my state. Okay, there's a novel idea. How about you do what you're being paid to do? What a concept! Wow! Anyway, I just look around and I see who's influencing whom, and that's really going to have more of a say in what the Republicans do, what the Democrats do, and what they come up with. The only thing is, they got to come up with it pretty fast. And so, will they or won't they? Can they or can't they? Should they or shouldn't they?
Well, that's the better question.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, as when we're talking about the Pentagon and all the money that's going to Ukraine, the Russians are in there today blowing things up. They have launched a major missile attack earlier in the day against important locations in Ukraine where a lot of our, whether the tanks, all the stuff that we've given them have been housed. So we sent a bunch of stuff over there a few weeks ago, and today it's all getting blown up. And that's sweet. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had to talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that?
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On my mind right now is St. Patrick's Day, which is 1 week from today, is it not? Yeah, a week from, no, 17, a week from tomorrow, Friday. So St. Patrick's Day, we'll have a big celebration. Everybody will drink green iced tea here. Maybe there'd be some green beer.
Drink that all year long.
They always make that major river in Chicago turns green.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the name of the river is, but it goes through downtown Chicago. It's really kind of a cool thing. All right, so that's coming up. We have, what else do we have? There's something else this month. Isn't there something else besides St. Patrick's Day this month?
Holy was this week, and there's
Holy Week.
Something else going on.
Yeah, I know, so I'm thinking about it. All right, meanwhile, Sharon Stone is on the top of mind with social media. Trending is the discussion of her son and what happened to her during her filming of Basic Instinct. She's opening up about that, and we'll talk about it here right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
Sharon Stone, a sexpot from the 90s. Her first major role was in Basic Instinct. Do you remember? You ever seen that, Jay?
Yeah, that's the one that really shot her to stardom. And it's for that famous scene that she didn't even approve of. She didn't even know that she was flashing her bits and pieces until she was watching a final edit. because she was wearing underwear at the time. They said that the white of her underwear was reflecting the light. She needed to take it off, but nothing would be seen. And so she didn't even approve that to happen.
Famous last words. Yeah, right. Yeah, no. Hello. Ding, ding, ding.
And then it ends up being
that naive?
Scene.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so that cost her her son.
It did.
Basically, right? Lost custody of her son because of that role.
Yeah, well, that movie came out in 92, and then she and her now ex-husband, Phil Bronstein, tied the knot in 98, adopted Rowan in 2000, a few years later, divorced, and the divorce was finalized in 2004. Rowan was 8 years old at the time, and she was fighting for full custody. And the judge not only denied her, but even asked the then 8-year-old, do you know your mom makes sex films?
Great. There's a judge that needs to be off the bench.
Yeah.
Was there anything else? Wow. This woman had all kinds of mental problems and physical problems after this. She came back around, though. She's gotten much more attention in the last, what, 2-3 years? She had, the career basically was busted up after that as well. And so the film took a toll on her and all the rest of the people that were in it. Wasn't Michael Douglas? He was the male star, wasn't it, Michael Douglas? In Basic Instinct, or am I thinking about him and the other? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now I'm thinking.
I'm confusing him with
the other one.
When he did with Chloe or what's
yeah,
the
yeah,
name
no, it was Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas was the other one.
Yeah, he was in both of them.
Yeah.
One with, I remember, I can see her. Anyway, not important to the story. So anyway, she had physical problems, emotional problems, and
this literally broke her heart. She had extra heartbeats in the upper and lower chambers of her heart. Ended up in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, anyway, coming back around, Sharon Stone. Look for her in a nearby theater soon, hopefully. 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing on worldwide threats with the head of the U.S. securities agencies. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified on the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
We're not able to keep tabs on every single person who comes in, certainly.
In the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic's Origins, also on the Hill, Dr. Robert Redfield, a virologist who ran the CDC during the Trump administration, joined the FBI and the Department of Energy, believing the pandemic was most likely the result of a lab leak.
In September of 2019, three things happened in that lab. One is they deleted the sequences.
was highly irregular. Second thing they did was they changed the command and control of the lab from the civilian control to the military control. Highly unusual. And the third thing they did, which I think is really telling, is they let a contractor redo the ventilation system in that laboratory.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day! Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. How to get the most from your day. You found it. Here we are. Most interesting place, if I do say so myself. If I didn't think that, it wouldn't work, right? I got to think that this is the best, most interesting, most compelling conversation on the radio.
Well, yes.
You got to think that.
You have to believe in your product.
Exactly. I believe in J.J. Kirshner here with Doug Steffen, the police in Louisville, according to research that's out today, another American city that pulls over more black drivers in terms of, like 12% of the population is black, right? So 25% of the people that they pull over are black in Louisville. And apparently the Justice Department says that there is a pattern of discrimination there because drivers have, and, you know, the police have videos, drivers now have video, everybody's got a video. And the racial epithets that come from some of these police officers, it's the most ignorant, you got to wonder. My father taught me when I was young that if I had to use words that were vile, swears, things that were crude and lewd, it showed that I wasn't very smart. If you have to resort to things that are crude and lewd and generally not likened by most people in social and polite society, then, you know, you're not that smart. So I wonder if that applies to these police officers who are, you know, calling black people names. Why, the black people call white people names? I don't know, I suppose they do. Why, though? Why are you calling anybody names? What is that? It just does show you got a pea brain.
Why do you call anybody names?
Well, that's a good question, because I do sometimes. Maybe I have a pea brain, too.
I don't know, of course you don't. But it's not a rhetorical question, it's a genuine question. Why do people call people names? What is the psychology behind it?
There's an inadequacy there, I think, as much as anything else. So, there is more snow headed to California this week, heavy rain and snow. 12 people have been found dead this week. Some people snowed in for days. Right? This is in the San Bernardino, say it again, Doug. We left out a consonant. The San Bernardino Mountains, which is west and north of Los Angeles County. This massive storm 2 weeks ago and last week, and apparently it's coming back this week just in time for my next visit. A lot of residents snowed in up in the mountains. This woman has been out of heat. Some people froze to death in their homes because there was no water, no heat, no nothing. They couldn't get out. So what do you do about that? There's nothing you can do except maybe be more prepared and take sometimes weather forecasters, because many times they're wrong, so people don't believe them. They're entertaining. And all that stuff on the television screen, look at all that, those colors and the numbers and stuff, but are they right? I find, frankly, that they are right more often. Most of the time, I find them right, at least and I'm paying attention for a lot of reasons. Certainly during the good weather months when I'm on the farm, I want to know the weather's going to be good so that we can do haying and other things that are important and weather sensitive. So in this circumstance, though, who could have predicted that the snow would be this bad, this furious, and last for as long as it did? So there have been a lot of urgent medical problems, the airlifts and that sort of thing. And sometimes they couldn't even get in because the record-setting snow is so treacherous, there was no way of getting in and out. They just aren't prepared. And so in some cases, they were just too late for people. There was a couple of babies that died. And older people is just, you know, what are you going to do?
It's awful.
It is. Yep, there's a 93-year-old woman who died during the snowstorm. They just found her body yesterday, frozen. It's redundant to say frozen stiff, right? It's kind of like saying shot dead. Okay.
Well, it's always one of those things, too, that what if you are in the vehicle when something like this happens? Is it safer to stay in your vehicle and hope that help arrives, or to get out and make the trek? Because sometimes we see people who stayed in their car who die, who left their car and died. We had a story this week of two women who were stranded in their vehicle during snowy conditions.
Right.
For what? 4 days? 5 days?
4 days.
And
aside from being
dehydrated, they happened to survive. Yes.
Yeah. They did survive. Well, it's just something. You just have to be prepared. That's all. It's the old Girl Scout, Boy Scout motto, be prepared. And because we live, our lives are just as, I don't know, is it casual? We tend to We tend to not take, we tend to think, here's what it is. You take things too seriously that you ought not to take seriously, and you don't take seriously enough the things that should be taken seriously. How's that for an overview? 40 minutes after the hour, we're going to meet a lady who's very important in social media circles, and we're going to find out how that works. If you're in business for yourself, you'll want to be listening, and if you're interested in social media, you want to listen to this conversation that we'll have in a few moments as well here on Good Day. The most that you can get from Calitrin is your health. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The folks at Calitrin in 1997 created a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that has grown in popularity by leaps and bounds in the past 25, 26 years. You know why? Because it works. And it doesn't require you to go on a crazy diet. It doesn't require you to take drugs. It doesn't require you to exercise, although all of, well, the drugs aren't good for you, but being on a good diet and exercising, that's important too for weight loss and to keep it off. So if you're interested in getting in on this fabulous opportunity to take care of yourself, then get to toploss.com, take advantage of the $20 off the 90-day the 90-day program, and use Doug when you check out, the code name Doug, and you'll get free shipping. All that's not important. What's important, it's good, but it's not as important as the fact that Calitrin works. And you can stay in touch by having a counselor at your service also at Calitrin. Check it all out. You will like it. It's toploss.com for Calitrin.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel co-processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
43 after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I have Alice Hampton with us, who's the founder of a management company, basically a talent agency. And we invited you here, Alice, under false pretenses. We said we were going to talk to you about social media and all that other stuff, but that's not really true. Jay and I want to be stars when we grow up, and because you're a celebrity talent person, you can make us a star, right?
Well, Doug, you're already a star, so I think I'm too late. I've missed the boat, but it's a pleasure to be on your show this morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I don't know whether we've missed the boat or not. We'll see. We'll find out about that. So how did you get into this crazy business? You're from Australia, right? Or are you from South Africa? South Africa.
Yeah, no, you're correct. The first time I'm from Australia. Okay. And honestly, I'm going to be completely honest. It was all very much by accident. So I'm a corporate girl. My last role, I was vice president of Shiseido and Bare Minerals. So I was in the beauty industry for over 20 years. And I ran 150 global markets and led the global communications efforts and social media strategies and signed all the big name celebrities to the brands. And you know, I did that for, you know, over 20 years, as I said, from New York and lived in London, lived in California. And then it was just before COVID. I was a little burnt out. I'd been headhunted from job to job my whole life and loved it and very fortunate, but I took a little bit of a break. And then of course COVID hit. And as I was thinking of my next move, a friend of mine said, look, would you manage me? You know, she's a big celebrity, and she just said, you know, I used to do this on the brand side. So in a sense, it kind of flipped. Instead of bringing the celebrities to the brands, I now bring the brands to the celebrities or the talent. And again, it very much happened by accident. So absolutely no credit to me at all. But it started during COVID and it just kind of took off.
I have a hard time believing that you don't deserve the credit for this, but we'll let that rest for a moment. The part, the part of being successful today versus when you got started at whatever you did, how much of that has changed because of the reality of social media?
Well, I mean, social media is the new form of media, right? And I feel even so archaic saying that because it's been around for over 15 years. But, you know, you ask any Gen Z or millennial, and I'd guarantee at least 90% of them would consume their media and entertainment and everything they do from some form of social media. So, you know, back in the day when I started as a publicist in my early 20s, you know, being best friends with the editor of Vogue was, you know, the Holy Grail, or the New York, pitching a story to the New York Times. But it's now changed so much. I mean, we've seen it, how much, you know, marketing spend has migrated from traditional media and even, you know, television to streaming services. So, you know, it is extremely important. And you, honestly, you just need a smartphone, and really everything you have is on that device. So it's extremely important.
I like the way you said that. Say that again, smartphone. Say it in your Australian accent.
With my accent, smartphone.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. The idea of being an influencer. Jay and I get magazines and things. Yeah, they still do send out magazines. But we get things. We get approached because we are supposedly influencers. You want to define what an influencer? You're an influencer, in fact, right?
Well, everyone in their own right is an influencer of sorts, right? I guess it just depends on the breadth of influence you have. So first of all, you need to be able to influence. So when we're talking more in a macro sense, like someone who is more well known. So you have to have a unique talent, a gift, some type of message and expertise, but basically you need to have some type of point of difference. And generally influencers, they fall under three kind of categories. You're either someone who can educate, you're someone who can entertain, or you're someone who can inspire. So the biggest thing I think is being authentic. And I find it very funny, you know, I think the number one career choice young adults want these days is when they grow up, they want to be an influencer. But
right.
To me, I'm always asking them, what does that mean? You know, you have to look at what can you give back, right? What gift do you have? It's not a one-way street of, oh, I'm just going to be an influencer and make all this money and get all these free trips. That's not what it's like. It's actually extremely hard. And, you know, I come from a very old school way of, you know, education and a hard work ethic. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be able to have someone who has something unique that's of interest to someone else.
But you also have to have passion. Without passion, you have it. I can hear it in your voice. I think that we have it here. Without passion, you can have all of these other things you're talking about, but you'll get no place without having 100%. Passion, I think, anyway.
100%. Yeah. And authenticity, right?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can't be someone who changes your brand, per se, just, you know, because it's not, you know, you have to be authentic in whatever it is that you do and keep drilling into that, honing in on it, being the best that you can in that niche. And, you know, and just knowing your brand and what you can do is really key. So, and influence can be, you know, you could be a macro influencer, someone who generally has over a million followers, and have a high upper funnel awareness, or you could be a micro influencer, someone with, you know, under 10,000 followers, but you might have, you know, really high conversion. So, you know, it could be an awareness play, it could be a conversion play. It's really depends on, you know, you and exactly the passion that you have and how much you want to work at it. But, you know, I think it's an interesting thing when young kids just want to be an influencer, but I'm like, okay, that you need to have more than just that.
Wake up. Passion, integrity. Alice Hampton, who's the founder of ACP Management, here talking about talent, what it takes to be successful, which is a lesson that many of us need to learn. I'm happy that we've had the chance to meet. Who knows? Maybe you will be. I'll become a star someday. You can be my manager. How's that?
You've
all
got
Jay.
My number, Doug.
I do have your number. All right, Alice, thank you. That's 10 before the hour, and good day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. Oh, nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24-7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Time for us to
scientist searching for a way to tap into
process
drinks that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, metamorphosis occurs.
Sounds like my grandson. So there's still movies being made about this guy. All right, we've had, everybody knows what we're playing in here. From the audacity of Chuck Curry to bring us a moldy oldie theme. All right, Chucker, what's on your mind? How do we connect the dots here?
Well, this week in TV history, actually March 10th, which would be tomorrow, but I didn't have another topic, so I did it on the 9th.
Good for you, Chucker.
Don't tell anybody. Shh.
No, I won't.
Okay. 1978, The Incredible Hulk TV show premiered on CBS starring Bill Bixby, who I think was an awesome screen presence, very likable. And Lou Ferrigno, as they painted him green, he played the Hulk. No CGI. Back in the day. And what reason I like this show is because what it did is it took the concept of the fugitive, right, your main character, on the run, bouncing from place to place, and it made it work. And I think it was a nice show. And back in the day, I remember Incredible Hulk on at 8, Dukes of Hazzard 9 on CBS, and then Dallas at 10. That was a pretty good Friday night.
It was a good Friday night.
Yes, I think so.
All right, so in a moment I want to talk about Goldie Hawn with your permission, of course, Chucker, right after this.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
O'Reilly. Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select Superstart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, so Chucker, Goldie Hawn has been talking as we get ready for the Academy Awards. A lot of people being interviewed. She won for Best Supporting Actress in 1970, but didn't go. She said, "I regret not attending the ceremony," but she doesn't like watching them, apparently, and she doesn't go to many of the Oscars because she doesn't like to get dressed up. She's, but really? You believe she's 77 now? Wow.
Yeah, she. I think she's like 5 years older than Kurt, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's older than Kurt. Yeah, she is. Kurt Cameron, not Kurt.
Kurt Russell.
Russell.
I didn't know Kurt Cameron was married to Goldie Hawn, but okay.
It's another chapter of the
Are you looking
book.
Forward to the Oscars Sunday night?
Let me think. Where am I going to be on Sunday night? I probably can watch them. Jimmy Kimmel leaves me, depending on the day, hot and sometimes yeah. cold.
I think the interest in the ratings will be higher than they were the last few years, no doubt.
Why?
Because I think the ball is starting to roll downhill somewhat in terms of people getting used to going back to the movies to some extent. I mean, if you look at the openings over the last month and some of the product coming forward and the way these movies have been tracking, like you got Scream 6 this weekend tracking at over $50 million. That would be the highest grossing Scream movie for one weekend. And that franchise goes back 20 years. Creed 3 had a huge $58 million opening weekend, blew past expectations. I'll give you another example of good buzz. Well, John Wick 4, which opens in a couple weeks, reaction to that movie is outstanding. It's $70 million opening
is it
weekend. That would
still
be
is violence? Those John Wick movies have been very violent.
They are. They are. That's a hard-off franchise. But the fact that a Part 4 in a John Wick franchise will do $70-plus million at the box office in opening yeah. weekend tells you that and it is a hard habit to shift. When you get people in a habit of streaming for 2 years and not going to the movies as much,
yeah.
getting back into theaters is, but it's slow. It's starting to happen. If they would just commit to more product cycle and non $200 million popcorn movies, where you start producing more movies, 30, 40, or
yeah,
less.
Yeah, like the Liam Neeson movie with Marlo.
And you get people going back to that stuff to some extent. Then things would get back on track. But, you know, Mission Impossible 7, which is Mission Impossible Fallout, they did a test screening, and evidently test reaction was extremely positive. People loved yeah. what they
Of course it's going to be. It's Tom Cruise in an action flick. What do you yep. think is going to be?
He delivers.
Yeah, he does. And so do you, Chucker. Happy to have you here every day to deliver on the news of celebrities and movies and all that good stuff. It's 59 after the hour right now here on the Good Day program.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.